Got a shot coming in. Mm-hmm. We pinned enough people in different events, we thought, to give us a good opportunity. We started off the first day with Tony winning the high jump. We'd hoped we'd get that right away, and then boys 3200 meter runners came in and got their job done. We had a little, like I said, hiccup in the long jump with Mitchell, but you know, he had the 4x1 going on, he had long jump going on, he had to go back for open four. So we had a lot of stuff happening, and we set us up well for the next day with getting all of our 400 runners qualified, getting our 4x1 qualified, getting our 4x4 qualified, and just, you know, looking to survive the next day, and then, you know, look to see where we were scoring points, and then knowing where those other teams were and to see where we needed to score points, you know, to counteract some of theirs. So
you knew that you had a pretty good chance here coming into the afternoon that you guys are going to be ahead here, and you guys had the lead going in the finals and just need to really beat Norton to solidify that, and you did right there at the end of that 4x4, and that just kind of summarized how this meet went for you.
Well, you know, that's what we had to make sure that we just came in and did our job, get the batons around in the relay, stay out of trouble in the open events. Those are the things that we needed to make sure we were doing, is just making sure we were staying out of trouble and those types of things. So, you know, the key factor was just coming in and performing and do what we did every day all season long and making sure we were focused, keeping the kids hydrated, and out of the sun was pretty key today, making sure they had stuff to eat when they needed it. And, you know, you got to have a lot of things come together, right, to do well here.
Norton Community.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.